All right, next item on the agenda is item number five, PR 2025-11406. Includes a DHO waiver, application 2025-0005. Veronica Herrera, agent for Philip, John, and Isabel Dusame, requests the aforementioned action for a waiver determination regarding a 16-foot alley right-of-way for all or a portion of lots tracks 2324, block 41, Perea Edition, zoned RT, located at 701 14th Street Northwest, containing approximately 0.162994 acres in area. Ms. Herrera, good to see you again.
Yes, hi.
Let me swear you in before we get started, okay?
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
All right. Tell us about your proposal, please.
Thank you. So this request for a DHO waiver on the alley right-of-way width is in connection with the proposed lot consolidation of lots 23 and 24, block 41. We will be moving forward with that application for a minor plat. However, we do need the DHO waiver to allow the alley width to remain at 16 feet versus the 20 feet minimum standard.
Okay, thank you. Let's move over to any members of the public that wish to speak on item number five, PR 2025-011406. If you would use the raise your hand feature on Zoom or just unmute yourself. I'm not seeing anyone. Last call for any members of the public on item number five. All right, let's move over to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in before you begin testimony. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What are the Water Authority comments?
Water Authority has no objection to the waiver.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, let me swear you in for code enforcement. Swear affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth.
It's Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I do.
All right. What are code enforcement comments?
Code enforcement has no comments.
All righty. Ms. Olick, let's jump to Parks and Rec. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, ma'am. What are Parks and Rec's comments?
Parks and Recreation has no objections. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Chen, let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are hydrology comments, please, sir?
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Armijo, let me swear you in. You swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
All right, Mr. Armijo, what are transportation comments?
Okay. First off, I do want to state that I don't believe that this necessarily should have come in as a waiver. It should have come in with the plat as a determination with the justification letter. But since Ms. Herrera is here, I will go ahead and read this off and hopefully it will settle everything. So, transportation has no objection to the determination, as there are numerous physical obstructions to prevent widening of the alley.
And Mr. Armijo, thank you, sir. Can you give us some examples of the obstructions that have been noted?
Oh, yes. Mr. Webb, if you could get the camera over to the alley. There are walls on either side, walls and fences, power poles all along on both sides of the alley. There's really no benefit we would get from widening the alley with all of these obstructions in the way. I am not seeing this.
Is that along Marble or 14th?
I think it's off of Marble. So the property is on 14th, and then the alleyway should be off. Yeah, because it's off the back end of the property. Okay, you've got me totally turned around here. So, oh, wait, back up a little bit, back up. Okay, go down toward, a little bit further where that Jeep is, I believe, I think, I hope. Okay, further, because the alley should be behind the property. Further. Oh, keep
Oh,
going.
there it is, behind the tree. There you go.
Okay, so you can see power poles on both sides. There's structures, walls, fences, building.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Beazar, I see that you're attending this particular matter. Did you wish to testify?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I do.
Okay, let me swear you in.
Yes, sir.
Swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
All right, go ahead.
I had a couple of questions for the applicant. There are two garages that faces Marble. Do you know what the distance is from the garage to the edge of the curb?
The garage to the edge of the curb. No, I don't readily know that. I'm not sure if it's reflected in the site plan.
The reason I'm asking if you, Robert, if you go further down Marble, I'm sorry, if you go back to the street view. Yeah, right there. So, for example, when you see the truck parked there, it's obstructing the sidewalk. So, typically, when these houses were built in the old days, the intent was the car to be parked in the garage. So, if you don't have enough distance from the garage to the sidewalk, basically you cannot park your car in front of the garage because it'll be obstructing the sidewalk. So I was wondering if Mr. Hinn Officer would need to put a note on the plot that, I mean, unless they have 20 foot from the garage to the sidewalk, then we should be fine, but it doesn't seem like they do. And we have that issue all over the city. Even in the old days, the 20 foot setback wasn't enforced because as long as they provided a garage, the intention was to park the car inside the garage.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Bizar. Is there anyone, any staff? Is there a site plan that's readily available that has dimensions on it?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I believe Mr. Webb is showing the site sketch that was provided by the applicant.
And I apologize, Mr. Webb. My eyes are old and my screen is small. Is there a
No problem at all. I don't see dimensions that way. There's a couple dimensions regarding the landscaping that's in front. That's approximately 6 feet 5 inches, it looks
Yes,
like.
sir. Can you
But
zoom
it,
in a little bit?
yep.
So there is a dimension from the corner of the building that is 12 feet there on the side, 12, 11. So one of the driveways, it seems like it has adequate distance because 11 plus 15 is 26 feet. I believe the one at the corner of the alley has only 14 feet or 15 feet only from the garage to the alley. So that one will not have adequate distancing for a car to park in front of the garage.
And Mr. Beazar, let me ask you, what's an appropriate method to address that? Is it simply a note on the plan that specifically prohibits vehicles that are longer than 15 feet in length from parking in the driveway, or is there some other approach?
Yeah, I think that might be the only way to do it in case, in the future somebody buys a property, they'll understand that if they get fined by the city, that that's been, I mean, that's been the reasoning. Because especially in this case, if they park in front of this car, this garage by the alley, it's both sight distance obstruction for the cars leaving the alley, and also basically impeding the pedestrian to walk across the sidewalk.
Ms. Herrera, any questions regarding that or about that for the city engineer or for city staff?
Well, my understanding is we're here for the DHO waiver on the alley. So I'm with the understanding that the issues that Mr. Beazar has brought forward today are concerns that will be addressed with the plat application. I'm not sure if his comments today have any bearing on your decision. I would hope not, because that is something we can readily resolve once we get to the platting stages with our application.
Sure, a good point, Mr. Beazar. Any comment on Ms. Herrera's
No, Mr.
statement
Hearing
there?
Officer. Sorry, I didn't know that this was just a waiver request. So yeah, if at the plotting action, that would be one of the comments that will have to be addressed. Yes.
Sure, and
Thank you.
I just as a general rule, I think staff tries to make folks aware of, even though we may not specifically be talking about parking in the driveway there, just as long as you're aware of that, just so that it's not a surprise at some point in the future.
Sure. So my follow-up question is, how would that be addressed? Would there be any additional variances, waivers, if it in fact doesn't meet the 20-foot requirement?
Mr. Beazar, you want to handle that one?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Shahab Beazar. So this is like a non-compliant, existing non-compliance building, as far as the setback is required. So basically, at the time of plotting, most likely we propose a note on the plat, just stating that no car will be allowed to park in front of the garage unless it doesn't encroach into the sidewalk. I mean, it's like a small mini car or something. That is the
Okay,
only thing.
thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. I was going to ask you, Veronica brought up the possibility of a waiver for that. I mean, I just want to note on the record, that 20-foot long driveway requirement for all low density residential development, that's section 53C3B of the IDO. That's a section that that's in the section that the DHO has the authority to grant waivers for. I just want to note that on the record, that if that was ever needed for this or in the future, that is something that could be applied for potentially as a DHO waiver.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. I believe I still need to get planning comments. Mr. Boylan, are you going to be providing those this morning?
Officer, this is Jay Rowan. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Armijo's got his hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ernest, go ahead, please, sir.
Sure. No problem. I just wanted to add a little clarity to what Jay just brought up, that yes, you can provide waivers, but as Mr. Beerzar said with the note, what we want to ensure is that even if you grant a waiver, if somebody parks there and impedes the sidewalk, City Police Department can still cite them. And that's why we want to give people warning that you can't block the sidewalk.
I appreciate the clarification. And again, Mr. Rodenbeck or someone else, the situation is that this existing development, it appears, was established prior to city setback requirements and things of that nature. So it's not that there's necessarily a problem with the existing development. It's just the concern that vehicles that are parked there don't impede or don't block pedestrian access to the sidewalk. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I concur with Mr. Armijo. I just want to point out that's in one of the sections which permits waivers, but he has a very valid point that there's a separate issue of blocking the pedestrian traffic on the sidewalk with vehicles too. And that wouldn't be solved by the waiver.
Correct. Correct. All right. Thank you for that clarification. Now we'll move on to planning comments. Mr. Boylan, it looks like you're going to take that honor, so let me swear you in. You swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth. All right, go ahead, sir. Oh, I think you're muted. Maybe not. Is anybody hearing him?
No, I
I'm
think he's
not
having
hearing.
some technical difficulties.
Okay. Let's give him just a second. Take your time.
Still nothing.
Not hearing anything.
Yeah, sometimes I have the same issues with my headset, so we just
Here,
have to make
this is
sure.
Jay Rodenbeck. I can go over plenty of comments.
Sure. Mr. Rodenbeck, let me defer to you. Go ahead, sir.
Yep. So planning staff recommends approval of the waiver in line with transportation support of the waiver, noting that there are numerous physical obstructions to prevent widening of the alley. And we note that the applicant was adequately justified that enforcing the minimum alley width of 20 feet would be impossible to achieve due to pre-existing obstructions on the site. And we go a little elaborate a little bit further in our memo, but I think I got across the point that Mr. Boylan made in his memo. So that's plenty of comments.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. All right, Ms. Herrera, I'll jump back to you, give you an opportunity if you want one or need one to provide any closing comments or ask any questions.
Well, I thank everyone for their review of our application and their recommendation for the waiver. That property has long been established in a developed area. The existing alley, the way it stands, is fairly characteristic of the area, and it would serve no public purpose or benefit to widen to 20 feet. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. Thank you for also for staff's participation and clarification on this. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor. I'm of agreement that the request meets the applicable criteria of the IDO, and I'm going to approve the requested waiver for item PR 2025-011406, DHO waiver 2025-00005. Based on criterion D of the IDO, that varying of the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, effective use of the alleyway, and ingenuity of design in accordance with accepted principles of planning. Secondly, that the waiver will not mat be materially, excuse me, be materially contrary to public safety, health, or welfare. Three, that the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. Four, that the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. Five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or IMAFCA adopted plan or policy, the Integrated Development Ordinance, or any other city code or ordinance. Six, that the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. Seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located, unless a deviation to such standard is within the thresholds established by Section 14-16-6-4P deviations and is granted by the DHO as a part of this approval. Number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14-16-6-6-6-P. And number 10, the request is for a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements or alleyway requirements, the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation will not contribute to improper public welfare, and the absence will not create a gap in the existing access system for the alleyway. With that, thank everybody for their participation in that matter. Do we have any conditions that are associated with that approval? It doesn't appear so. So the floor is closed on item number 5.